Blog Talk Radio.
In studio guest, and I'm be introducing shortly.
But I just want to start off by just saying good evening to all of you. I miss you. Things I know have been kind of, I don't know about you all, but honey, I tell you, I am in a fight for my life. And what I mean by that is not that there's sickness and disease and disorder, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, to steal my joy, to kill my peace, and to destroy my dreams. And so I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my dreams, my visions, my ideas, my peace, my joy. And I'm fighting because I don't want to lay down and die. I don't want to quit. I want to keep going. I want to push. I want to push to my maximum potential. Amen. And so I am fighting, and some of you may be feeling like you're in a struggle and you're fighting too. If maybe some things have shifted, because you know our lives are valleys and peaks, valleys and peaks. We're not going to always be high and on the peak, and we're not going to always be down and in the valley. I'm telling you, life is a series of seasons, and seasons what? They come and they go. It's not going to always be summer. Just like it's not going to always be winter. It's not going to always be spring, just like it's not going to always be fall. So we have seasons in our life, seasons of in our walk. And so many of us may be in this season of winter. Winter is kind of dry, and things appear to be dead. They appear to be dead. That's the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you may appear to be dead right now because nothing's working. You feel like, you know, everything you're trying is not working. You feel slightly disconnected. You feel out of alignment. Everything seems kind of cold. Maybe even your heart feels cold. Maybe you feel like there's, you know, you're finding that you don't really, maybe you're not exuding the love that you normally exude. Honey, you are in the season of winter, and it just seems just appear to be dead. But let me tell you, they're not dead. They are not dead. This too will pass. Amen. So without further ado, I would like to move forward and introduce our special in the studio guest. And why I'm so excited about this particular guest, she's not new to processing the pain. She's true to processing the pain. This is my sister in Christ. We've been up under the same ministry. We have the same mentor. We was birthed in the same teachings. And I'm always excited when she comes on the show. It's a blessing to me, and I'm honored because her schedule is very busy. She has a lot going on. And so for her to just take the time to want to come and muse with her sister, I'm a glean from it on tonight. I'm looking forward to it because oftentimes when you're a teacher or a coach or a minister or a pastor or apostle or bishop, whatever your call is, whatever God's called you to do, many times we are poor. We pour so much into other people that sometimes our cups become empty. And oftentimes we need people that's going to pour into us. And so I'm excited about tonight's show because I think it's going to speak a little bit to that. So if you are listening in right now, whether through the internet or if you're listening live in the studio, I'm going to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to just ask you, if you know somebody that's going through right now, if you know somebody that's going through right now, whether they're going through, a bad, broken relationship, maybe they lost a loved one, maybe they have financial difficulties right now, maybe they just got some really horrible news. If you know anybody that's going through right now, I'm going to ask you, call them, text them, do something. Let them know that they do not want to miss this show. They want to be on this show on tonight because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to move in a way that's going to just be able to help those that are going through get through. Those that are going through get through, meaning I believe that there's going to be some things spoken tonight that's going to really truly minister to those hardened or those heavy areas of our life. So, again, if you know somebody, text them. Tell them to get on. Don't miss this show that they want to be on this show. Amen. So my special guest who's been again, is no stranger to Processing the Pain. She has been on the show times before. I always say it's such a joy when she is on the show. She is a master motivator, empowerment coach, Shania Marie Adams, has been helping individuals level up to fulfillment of purpose and greater heights of achievement since 1998. Known as Coach Adams, she is a sought-after speaker, empowerment coach, and consultant to corporations, ministries, and small businesses, frequently training teams, staffers, and management in principles of leadership, vision, birthing, team building, and more. So she is certified with John Maxwell Coach. She's a behavioral analyst and a DISC trainer, executive consultant, teacher, speaker, global master trainer for Allen Hattie Hollingsworth Boss Master Program, talk radio host of Motivational Mondays, and then also she's the co-author of the Change Book number 14, The Power of Words. Amen. Welcome to the studio, presenting to some and introducing to others, Coach Adams. Coach Adams, are you in the house or tonight?
I am in the house, Coach D, and what an honor to be sharing with you today on Processing the Pain. I always love it, and I'm always so honored when you give me the opportunity to share the airwaves with you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's humbling to be a part of your studio today. I am so honored.
Well, thank you. Thank you for accepting the invitation. I am honored to have you on tonight. And I know that we've done a show not too long ago. You had actually purchased the book. I know that you gave me an opportunity to share with your listening audience about the book, and we were able to give some of those books away. And I put a seed out there, and it fell on good ground. You watered it, and here we are today, because one of my asks of you was, after you had the opportunity to read the book, I wanted you to share candidly what was your thoughts on the book. So tonight I'm excited that you have found a particular portion of the book that really you believe you know, that spoke to you. And so we're going to get into that tonight. We know that a lot of people, again, are kind of going through different things. I know I have a lot of people in ministry, people, friends and family that are going through great loss. A lot of people are losing loved ones. A lot of people are, it just seems like it's a very stressful culture right now. People are stressed at their jobs and just so many different things that are going on, and it seems like it's really intensified, particularly in the body of Christ, being a lot of leaders that are hurting right now, going through health issues and one thing after another. And the enemy would like us to believe that we are doomed, that we have failed, that we are dying. And so, again, I'm just thanking God that you are ministering, or you're going to be speaking to us tonight. So I'm going to ask you, Coach Adams, you have read Processing the Pain, have you not?
Oh, absolutely. I've read it. I've highlighted. I got some notes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. So just share what. You know, it's a three-chapter book with a lot of sub-chapters. And so you can just share with us what chapter and sub-chapter really have captured your attention. And then I would just like to know, how did it speak to maybe something that you've been through or that you're going through?
Absolutely. And this is the thing, Coach D. What I have truly grown to know to be true is that life is laced with pain, issues, and adversity. And you touch on that, and you bring that back to purpose. You know, my bishop often says, if you're not in a storm, you are going through a storm, or you're going to a storm. So if you're not in one, you're in. If you're not in one, you're in, if you're not in one right now, you're going to one. You know what I mean. You get the point.
Yes.
That's
not
messing up.
Out,
okay.
You're going in.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so why that is so important is that when I was reading Processing the Pain, what stood out the most for me, because obviously as a coach, I'm dealing with assisting individuals in how do you process adversity issues. And what I know to be true is that we process through life issues in very specific ways. And what I love the most and really appreciate about processing the pain is that it's a transformational, practical guide to healing. I mean, you really dig in and give some clear markers on how do you deal with processing this pain. And if you don't process it, this is the result of what will be the outcome on the other side if you don't process it. You know, one of the areas that stood out the most that I was sharing with you is your area or chapter titled This Present Pain, dealing with pain in the now. And the reason why that's so connected with me, and please feel free to jump in at any stage because you are the author of this dynamic work, but I want to read that you stated that the rewards are realized when you start to truly understand that pain is very much a part of life and is essential in one's personal growth and purpose. And I just said, she hit the nail right on the head right there. And it goes to what I shared when I opened, that life is laced with pain, adversity, and issues. And so often we go through stuff, and if we don't learn the lessons from it, we come out bitter, angry, you know, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
That I know is highlighted here for the reader to know. But what I further really appreciated that you went on to say that processing the pain does not cause it, does not, processing the pain does not cause it to hurt any less, nor have less of an impact in our lives. It simply helps us to identify the purpose concealed within the pain. I have a double highlight there because I'm the purpose person.
Yes.
I'm the purpose coach. So, again, that was another area that really connected with me. It causes us to view it in proper, and I'm all about perspective, and helps us to learn from the events that produced our pain. And that was just, I mean, obviously I highlighted all different areas, but that's what really stood out for me because I was thinking about, as it related to pain and the purpose of pain, it took me back to a very painful season in my life, being an only child and losing my dad. And when I look at the specific areas in which you speak about, I said, wow, when I was reading your story connected with that season very intimately in my life. And it gave me a clearer understanding of what I was processing through at the time. Because, you know, I have to kind of set the stage, if I may, that I'm an only child. I was extremely close to my dad, the apple of my daddy's eye. My dad and I, our relationship was the closest it had ever been. But he had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer and ended up having to have a very aggressive treatment plan. So in my mind, Coach D, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to care for my dad. I'm ready for that. See, my grandfather he had 9 lives. Grandpa had gone through so much that he was the only marker that I had at the time. So I'm thinking, yeah, he has had this surgery and this aggressive plan, but Grandpa made it through triple bypass and colon, you know, just all this stuff that
right.
my grandfather had made it through. So that was my perception. And so the thought of losing my dad, oh, my gosh, that was nowhere even remotely in the scope. And the reason why that was such a painful season for me, and I really connected with your story that you outlined, and for those that want your details, they got to get the book, Processing Pain, on Amazon. Shameless plug, yes it is. But my dad, you know, story was different. So he went into surgery, and he never came out of surgery consciously. He came out in a semi-comatose state, and he was in that state for 3 months with his body literally breaking down. And here I am in my early 30s, only child, dealing with all of these big girl decisions around my dad's health. And I realized I was getting angry. Like, really, Lord? You're going to take my dad from me now? We're the closest that we've ever been. Seriously? Really? So I had process through all of that. Because the reality was, when he finally transitioned, I felt completely empty emotionally and angry. And I had an issue. I needed processing the pain back then.
Right, right. Perfect timing, though. Perfect timing.
Yeah, and so when I was reading this particular area, it really connected with me because what I saw from the pages of Processing the Pain is that it was that deep-seated hurt of loss, that deep-seated hurt of feeling emotionally dead, that I was faced literally with a fork in the road. And if it had not been for my relationship with Christ as a, you know, new believer, just still, you know, kind of a babe in Christ, trying to figure this whole faith journey out, but knew God intimately, that I saw in that moment, and he had already awakened his call on my life, so I knew that there was purpose on my life, and I knew that this fork in the road. You see, my dad's illness was a direct result of lifestyle choices. He was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He was a smoker. And so I was familiar with alcoholism. I grew up seeing that, right? And
right.
I saw that fork in the road where I'm trying to deal with all of this emptiness emotionally, Coach D. That one night, you know, I had gotten me a bottle of Trader Joe's wine, and I'm sitting in my bubble bath just drinking the wine, you know, having a pity party moment. You spoke about the pity party.
Yes.
But I was having a pity party of one. And I'm sitting there angry. God, how could you take my dad? And I remember literally in that moment, God spoke to me. And he said, you will either go in the direction of the bottle or you will go in the direction of me. And I wasn't even a drinker. I saw it growing up. So that wasn't even my story. But I was trying to handle this deep-seated emotional loss. And God showed me in that moment, the bottle or me. I said, Lord, I choose you, but you have to help me. Coach D, I cried like I have never cried before in my life. And I remember this was right around the O.J. Simpson trial. And I don't know if you remember, they were speaking about the plaintive wail of the dog. You remember that testimony?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Well, back then, mm-hmm. That was one of the headlines. You know, the testimony was around this plaintive wail of the dog, right? It was huge. And so I wailed out like I had never wailed out before. I'm sure my neighbors at the time, they were probably thinking, what is going on in that apartment? What is happening in there? Because the message was so clear. I cried out until I was just so beyond exhausted. All I could do was go to sleep. But that was my moment of release. And that was one of the things that stood out that you were talking about. We have to release it. We have to identify it, but we have to get to that place of releasing. And I had to identify, and I didn't want to admit, Lord, I'm a little angry at you right now because you took my daddy. But I had to be real with how I was feeling. So when you spoke about identifying, that was huge for me. And again, I didn't have processing the pain right then, but I have it now, and I was able to say, you had to identify that thing right in there and acknowledge. I had to acknowledge that, I'm angry, Lord. You know, I'm like so angry. And to really go through and say, and this was the thing, when you spoke about forgive, I had to forgive myself because I began to question, well, did I do and make all of the right decisions regarding his care? Could I have done something different? So I had to deal with forgiving me. It wasn't even about anyone else, but I still processed through the different areas that you highlighted in that moment. And it was just so revelatory for me. It really was. And I know I said a mouthful. I didn't mean to overdo it. But
no, I want to pause right there for a moment because you said some key things because, you went from this present pain and having to, go through the pain. You know, you kind of relive the pain that you had to go through with the loss of your dad and you being a daddy's girl and the only child, and then you skipped over to, and you begin to say how, the things that you had to do, not even knowing that you were doing them. And so I wanted to just pause you there for a moment because we know that there's some steps in processing the pain, and, it's the identifying and the acknowledging and forgiving and moving forward. And so that right there brings me into what you currently do. And a lot of people could read things. But some people still have a hard time processing through. You know, it's kind of like me. Don't ask me to put together something because I'm going to pull out those instructions and I'm going to read those instructions. And by the time it says pause, and it's simplistic, it appears to be, but by time it says put this screw into part A, connect the part C, turn down over here, and then bring back the part B, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated, and I did not accomplish the project because guess what? It became overwhelming for me. So my question would be to you, Coach Adams, even with this book of Processing the Pain, which is great, and I think that it can walk people through the journey, why is what you do important to people who may be trying to get from this point in order to birth some of their dreams, visions, and ideas?
Ooh, Coach D, I love that you asked that question. And where you asked that question was so key because it is in that stage of moving. You see, coaching is about movement. It's closing the gaps, life gaps, from where we are to where we desire to grow. So say, for example, someone says, I want to kind of soak in the pain and just linger and stay there. The reality is, as a coach, I'm not the right fit. They need more of a psychiatrist. They need a counselor because they really want to dig in and go there and kind of settle in there in the issues of the past. Whereas coaching may touch on that. It may touch on, identify so that you can be aware of it, like you spoke about identifying and acknowledging it, but it's about moving forward, moving beyond it, not settling and soaking in those issues of the past. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. So your coaching, because you have, like you said, you have different, you have people that's coaching, but some people specialize in certain areas. So you're saying that your coaching would be the part, once they've identified and acknowledged and then forgive, now once they get to the move, your style of coaching would then step in to help them get into the movement of where they're going from now. Now that you've left all that behind, you process through it. Now you're at the final stage, and the final stage is move. We can continue our journey forward once the previous steps are adequately completed to walk in purpose towards the promise. So you come in and you could help the person get to the promise.
Absolutely. And I assist my clients in identifying the purpose. So we can definitely work on the, you know, discovery of the purpose related to those issues of pain, the trauma, the whatever it may be. But my process is moving you beyond that, not settling in it, not soaking in it. I'm not going to have a pity card with you. I'm not going there with a pity card with you.
That is a good point, because oftentimes, and it is, you know, there's a portion in the book that talks about that oftentimes people are not ready to truly get past the pain because there are certain things that come along with staying in the pain. Like you said, attention. You know, some people want to, you know, why, you know, they want to be a victim. They want to soak in the pity party. And when they stay in the pain, they're allowed to do that. So you're saying that you're not going to be, or you're not going to allow people as a coach, because a coach stretches us. It stretches us to our maximum potential. So as being a coach, it would be kind of contradictory if you did allow someone that was seeking, let's say seeking you for consultation or for direction or for guidance, to let them stay in that place. So it's really, truly part of your job is to push people out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely. And I want to definitely say this, Coach D, that what's key, and you touch on this in your book, that people have to decide. They have to make a decision and decide that I do not want to be in this pain anymore. I don't want to be here. So even if a person is still in process, the mere fact that they have had a clicking shift in their mind and they've decided, I want to move beyond this, then yes, we can partner and I can support you on the journey because you've made that shift that you need to make. But if they're still soaking in the pity party of it, and like you said, because, you know, people, misery loves company. And people want to get into the woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Yes, amen. Well, guys, just really some good information. And what I would like to do, Coach Adams, unless you have another direction, I don't know, I just want to stop for a moment. And those that are listening in our studio audience, we have been speaking. We have our in-studio special guest, Coach Adams, and she was sharing with us from the book Processing the Pain, and a particular part of the book that really spoke to her in an area of her life of great pain. And so if you're listening in on tonight and you have any questions that you would like to present to our in-studio guest, or if you have a question for Coach D, you could dial 1 on your dial pad. That will let our team know that you have a question or a comment. And you may just simply have a comment to what's already been said. If that is you, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you in. And we're going to continue any given time. You could definitely dial 1 on your dial pad, but we're going to continue in our dialogue. And so, Coach Adams, can you just share a little bit? I know I did the introduction, but can you just share with us what is it that you do? And how can people get in touch with you?
I appreciate that, Coach D. Well, you know, you did such a great job of sharing who I am based on my brief bio nuggets. And, you know, I have a heart because of my journey. I have a heart for assisting individuals that are struggling with their purpose. And I think that that's the other reason why processing the pain really connected with me, because so often we get into those pain spots and we settle in there. And really what that is, as you said in your opening, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so he presents, the pain is presented to us, the issues of life, the adversity is presented. And it's really, in essence, it's a mirage. It's a mirage to get us off of the focus of purpose. But see, if we can just lift our head above the cloud of the mirage, we can now see beyond that, that as you stated, there is purpose. And now I can begin to move in the direction of the promise. And so how I assist my clients is in a number of different ways. I have one-on-one coaching. So someone may say, hey, I want to work with you exclusively one-on-one. One-on-one coaching is available. It's customized specifically around my client's needs. I also have group coaching settings. I have one that's coming up June the 17th, my mastermind on becoming a person of influence. And the reality about becoming a person of influence, it first starts with us taking care of us. I'm only as great as I am. I can't become, can't help others in becoming a person of influence as a leader if I don't deal with whatever it is that I need to deal with to increase my impact ultimately around God's purpose and his assignment and call on our lives. Because that's really when it boils down to it, and I know I am among a sister who is a fellow believer, it's all about assignment. How does this connect with our assignment? And so those are the two primary ways. I have a full circle of empowerment available for those that may be interested, and they can give my team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and make the connection. Would love to have a conversation. And for anyone that is listening in today and processing the pain, I'm happy to give a half-hour coaching session to kind of calibrate your dream, see what that looks like, have a dialogue around it. If you just mentioned processing the pain, I'll gift that to you, because you're a listener of Processing the Pain. So that's my gift to your audience today, whoever wants to take advantage of it.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for that, Coach Adams, again. And I just want to make sure Coach Adams' contact information, 310-289-2101, or you could go to her website, CoachAdams.com. CoachAdams.com. And if you are listening in on today, and let's just say that you feel like, based on some of the information that you heard, you are interested in a coaching session, or maybe this is something that you feel like is going to be needed to get you to the next level, to the next level of wherever God is calling you to be, definitely give Adams a call. So Coach Adams, what would you say? I mean, I know we're getting, coming pretty close to the end of our show. Let's just say if someone is listening in on tonight and they are, we're processing through the pain. So we've already processed through that, and we're going to probably be processing through it for years to come, really, because every day we already discovered that pain is inevitable. You're going to have life pain. The whole purpose to this book is not that you will not experience pain. So don't think that the book is the one-stop shop for you to never be able to experience pain. You're going to always experience some form of pain in your life, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, financial. There's always going to be some pain. The purpose of this book is to help you learn how to not stay stuck in the pain. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to be, you know, a little heavy-hearted. Those are things, those are all natural parts of us being human. That's all part of our emotions. That stuff that's going to happen. The goal, again, and I think you said it perfectly, Coach Adam, when you said that you're not the coach if people want to stay stuck in the pain. And the goal is that we don't want to stay stuck in the pain. We don't have the capacity to stay stuck in the pain. We weren't built, we weren't created to stay stuck in pain. We are going to have pain, but if you hold on to the pain from yesterday, then you're making it very difficult, because there's going to be more pain that comes. You're making it very difficult for you to process through the pain to come, because you have to free. You got to be released of the past so that you can move forward, and that's how you keep moving through the pain. So, Coach Adam, I would like you to just, I think I lost focus, but let's say we have someone on here, they've already understand that pain is to be processed, that they're not to be stuck in the pain, and being stuck in the pain will keep them from their destiny. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it keeps us away from our destiny, because we are wallowing in the issues of the past. It's just like driving a car. I can't drive a car looking back. Yes, there are times because of the rearview mirror that I'm reflecting to be aware of where I'm coming from, but I'm supposed to be looking at where I'm going. I'm not supposed to be driving backwards, looking backwards. If I'm driving backwards, ultimately, guess what? I'm going to crash because I'm looking back. And so for those that are, you know, on the journey, yes, as you stated so well, and as processing the pain outlines and all of what we've talked about, pain is inevitable. It's going to happen. Issues, adversity, it's going to happen. But what is so key is how do we process through life's issues? And one of the things that I don't recall if you mentioned it, but I know for me, what's key is our perspective around what we are processing through. Because just because the sky is falling for everybody else who may be going through a like similar situation, it doesn't mean it has to be falling for me, because it's based on perspective. How are we viewing the circumstances that we're going through? And when we can process through from a different perspective, understanding, like you pointed out, that this is, everything is anchored in purpose that gets us to the promise. So now when I'm going through life's challenges and issues, and I recognize that there is something that I need to get from this situation. There's something I need to get from this situation that's going to support me in where I'm going. But I can't stay there driving the car backwards or I will crash. I have to take that, move through it, process through it, as you state so well, and move into the next season, understanding what can I glean? What are the lessons learned? What's the insight, the wisdom? what is it that I can take from that? Because the reality is, we've all gone through something. None of us are exempt from going through stuff. Some have gone through more than others, but we've all gone through some things. And the question is, are you going through it or are you settling in on it? I've had my own traumas beyond what I have shared. And I could settle there. Oh, and like you say in your book, and I love this, people, they get the joy out of the pity party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It brings a level of attention, you know, that people long for. Yes.
But if you don't entertain that, and people get upset with me, the coach, because I'm not having a pity party with you. I can't. It's not in my DNA with all of what has been deposited in me, as you mentioned, from our mentors and God's word. And just, I can't stay there with you. I can't.
Yeah,
my inside
yeah.
be like, nope, can't. And I'm not saying I don't have difficult moments. My family is dealing with a difficult moment right now. It's very emotional for everyone. And I know I can't settle in that. I can't. So we're all going through, processing through something. And as we stated, it doesn't just stop. I wish we could just say, "Woo! I went through this. That is over. Yes, put the feet up on the hammock."
Yeah.
But if we're not in a storm, we're coming out of a storm or going to a storm. I think I said it right this time, Coach D.
Yes, you did. You did. you definitely did. So you are right. Everybody has storms, and it's either, like you said, you just come out of one, you're on your way to one, or you're in one. And so the key thing is just like preparation with anything else. Living here in the great state of Texas, the weather, we have a lot of adverse weather, a lot of storms, and so what we've learned to do, it would be unwise for us, knowing that we have storms and knowing that there's certain areas that could flood or potentially flood, it would be unwise for us not to be prepared. And the whole thing is being prepared. What do you mean, Coach D? What I mean by being prepared is that life is going to happen. It's some things that's guaranteed no matter what. Death is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. Death is going to happen. You're going to experience death on one level or another. In your lifetime, and there's other things that's going to happen. You're probably going to experience some form of physical pain at some point in your lifetime. So there are things that you're just going to experience, and the preparation for that is understanding the pain, understanding the purpose, and understanding the promises. In other words, understanding how to process through this pain because it's going to come. And so, you know, even with a physical, as I was saying, I could hear in the spirit, I could hear somebody saying, well, what's that got to do with physical pain? If I'm in physical pain, how do I process through that? And, you know, let's just say, depending on if that physical pain is legitimate or illegitimate, meaning legitimate could literally be that, okay, maybe you tripped over something, somebody left in the middle of the floor and you twisted an ankle, okay? Meaning, you know, it was something that was beyond your control. It was an accident, unexpected. And then we have some pain, physical pain that we experience because of, like Coach Adam said, lifestyle. You know, what we're, you know, the things we're eating, the things we're partaking in, that's not good for our bodies, for our temple. And so, but still, you know, it's going to produce that pain. So. Anyway, preparing for it is just knowing how to process through the pain. Processing through the pain is, you know, let's work on eating right. Let's work on what we're putting into our body, if that be that kind of physical pain. Because ultimately, sickness and disease generally comes from, you know, and I want to be careful about saying this, but it normally comes from something that we're not could even be stress. You know, certain levels of stress could create havoc in your body. But pain, again, processing through it and just understanding it's not something that you want to, that you want to hold on to. It's not something that you want to give a platform to. You want to be able to process it. And the book, and as I'm saying this, this book, you may be listening to Coach just say, oh, she don't know what she's talking about. Oh, she got her own pain. All this, all that. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to be very candid about what I'm getting ready to say, is that this book that was written by direction. It was written by direction. I read this book when I find myself being stuck in pain. I pick up this book and I begin to read it, and it reminds me. It's a reminder. It's an easy read. It reminds me to identify. It reminds me to acknowledge. It reminds me to forgive where forgiveness may be needed, and it reminds me to move on. It's just a friendly reminder to help us not stay stuck in life's pain. It doesn't. It's not saying that Coach D don't go through pain. It's not saying that Coach D may not have challenges with different pains. It's a reminder to you. It's a reminder to me. It's a reminder to us that by God's Spirit, you know, by God's Spirit, it's just a reminder to us that, that pain has a purpose, that God has a purpose for our lives, that he has everything that concerns us concerns him. It reminds us of his promises. It reminds us of the purpose. So this book is just a reminder to help us get through those hard times, you know, those painful times. And I do. I read this book because I can say I read my own words, but I won't be as arrogant to say that because these aren't my own words. These are words that was downloaded into me by the Holy Spirit. I know that God wrote this book. Anybody that knows me and they read this book know that this is God. This is definitely was God ordained and God appointed. It was not Coach D. And this book is healing to me. And because it's so healing to me and it helps me to process through my pain, I believe that's healing to others. And thank you, Coach Adams, for taking the time to share with us, for taking the time to share what your experience with processing the pain has been and really kind of gleaming on an area that really dealt with the painful area of your life and being able to share that with us. We really appreciate it. And thank you again for being on Processing the Pain. Before we close out, what I would like to do, Coach Adams, if you could just share again how you could be contacted. If you could give three bullet points, just three bullet points of why somebody would want to utilize Coach Adams. Three bullet points of if I didn't have, why would I reach out to Coach Adams?
Absolutely, and thank you, Coach D. And before I go there, I was chomping at the bit because I really want to be the amen corner, and I know you don't need that around processing the pain, to remind your listening audience that it really is a practical guide to healing. And as I deal with my clients in my coaching practice, I often remind them that you want your recovery time in any situation to become less and less. What am I saying? So, for example, if you're dealing with an issue that maybe it's a breakup in a relationship and it took you 6 months to get over that in one season in your life, the goal is that because you get more tools, you're gleaning the insight and the wisdom and all of that, that your recovery time becomes less and less. That which was once 6 months is now 3 months, it's now 2 months, it's a month, it's 3 weeks, it's a few days, it's hours. You're now processing through differently because you have tools that support you in being more equipped. And that connects back to my coaching. If individuals are sitting and saying, wow, I have this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow, and I don't know how to close this gap, you want to give me a call because that is my area of specialty, supporting individuals in closing life's gaps personally and professionally, giving you tools so that you are more equipped on your journey. It is a partnership, I must say. It's a partnership. If you're looking for Coach Adams to do all the work, that's not how it goes. It is us together in partnership on the journey, equipping and giving you light, processing the pain, giving you a guide to how you can heal. Coaching is giving you a guide, giving you the tools of closing those gaps. Maybe you have dealt with your pain, and you're trying to determine the purpose in the situation. And now where do I go with this purpose that has been revealed, that has been discovered? And I can support you with that, with the tools that I have available through my full circle of empowerment. Maybe you're thinking, I'm all good, Coach Adams. I'm on the journey. I'm clear. And you want to level up and move to the next level, then I am the coach for you. So those are some key areas in which I support my clients with my full circle of empowerment. And the way, again, that you would reach me is 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Or you may visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Coach D, thank you so much for allowing me to share. I knew that this was a safe space, and it's always a joy sharing the airwaves with you, and I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, we have come to the end of our show. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this episode of Processing the Pain and getting a chance to experience our special in-studio guest, Coach Adams. She is always welcome on Processing the Pain, and she always comes with a great nuggets of wisdom. And so, again, I want to thank each one of our listening audience. It is my prayer and hope that you have received something from tonight's show. If you have not purchased your Processing the Pain book, do so. You can purchase on Amazon.com, or feel free to go contact. You can even reach out to me. You can email me, MCDNetworkInc@gmail.com. If you have groups, if you have a group, and I only contact me if you have a group, meaning that you want to buy a bulk of books, because maybe you have a ladies group or you have a fellowship group, whatever that is, and you want the books because you need more, more than five books. So if you need more than five books, feel free to email me again. That's mcdnetworkinc@gmail.com, and then I can reach out to you. There is there would be a discount if you were buying in bulk. Again, we appreciate you. We thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to being with you on next week. Please know that you are loved and appreciated. Thank you and good night.